Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
我请弟兄姐妹一起起立好吗？
Please stand up.
然后走到中间去，看到周围中间。
If you don't mind,
中间走。
Go to the middle.
好吗？就在周围中间好吗？然后向你周围的人说 Happy Easter.
And greet your neighbors.
好，往中间走，往中间走好吗？往中间走。大家请坐，请坐。那我们跟从基督，是因为他是复活的主。
We follow Christ because he is the resurrected Lord.
我们成为基督徒，是意味着我们相信基督复活。
Becoming a Christian means we believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
啊，我们为什么不跟从佛陀呢？
Why did we not follow the Buddha?
为什么不跟从穆罕默德呢？
Why not Muhammad?
我们为什么不跟从孔子呢？
Why not Confucian?
因为他们都死了。
For they all died.
他们都在坟墓里。
They are all buried.
基督来了。
Christ came.
他死了。
He died.
他又复活了。
He was raised again.
所以复活是救恩的中心事件。
Resurrection is the central part of our faith.
基督所带来的救恩，他的一生有五大事件。
There are five major events in the life of Christ.
是在他成就的救恩当中都有五大事件。
There are five major events in the salvation.
第一个是他的降生。
First, the birth of Christ.
耶稣说，他在宇宙还没有形成之前就有了他。
Before the creation of the world, there was Christ.
他说他是阿拉法，他是欧米伽。
He said he was the Alpha and the Omega.
他在时间存在之前。
He was before the time come into being.
他是从永恒来到时空当中。
He comes from eternity.
然后让他的死亡。
And then his death.
他说没有人夺我命去。
He says no one took my life.
是我自己舍的。
I laid it down.
我有权柄舍了。
I have the authority to lay down my life.
然后我有权柄把它取回来。
And the authority to take it back.
一个是夺，一个是舍。
One is taken away from him, the other is he laid it down himself.
在世界上所有人的生命
All of our life
可以随时被夺走的
Can be taken away anytime.
车祸可以夺走我们的生命
Car accident
空难可以夺走我们的生命
Flight accident
地震可以夺走我们的生命
Earthquake
疾病可以夺走我们的生命
Illness
但是基督说
But Christ says
没有任何东西可以夺走我的生命。
Nothing can take my life away.
我受死上十字架。
I die on the cross.
是因为我愿意舍弃我们的生命。
Because I'm willing to lay down my life.
为了是给你生命。
For you.
所以基督。
For Christ.
他不是被人夺走了生命。
His life was not taken away from him, but he laid it down himself.
而他自己舍弃了自己的生命。
He laid down his life.
佛陀。他死了是因为疾病夺走他的生命。
Buddha, on the other hand, he died because of illness.
孔子是因为疾病夺走他的生命。
Confucian would also die because of illness.
穆罕默德是因为生病疾病夺走了他的生命。
Muhammad also died of illness.
基督说没有任何力量可以夺走我的生命。
But Christ says there is no power to take my life from me.
然后等到升天。
The ascension.
天使说，耶稣是怎么去的？也会怎么再来
The angel says, however he ascend into heaven, he will come back again.
然后耶稣讲他再来的时候要招聚万民。
Jesus says, when he comes again, he will call everyone.
然后要审判万民。
And judge everyone.
那现在的问题是
Now the problem is,
复活才是关键。
The key is the resurrection.
中心是复活。
The central part of our faith is resurrection.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Christ was not raised again,
他的降生就没有意义。
His incarnation is in vain.
他的受死没有价值。
The crucifixion was in vain.
升天是一种神话。
Resurrection is the meaning of all.
再来就是一种幻觉。
The ascension is an illusion.
再来是一种幻觉。The second coming is an illusion.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you, Crystal.
Sorry.
Okay, 如果基督没有复活
If Christ has not been raised again,
我们就没有救主
We do not have a savior.
我们没有救恩。
There is no salvation.
我们没有永生。
There is no eternal life.
我们没有罪得赦免。
There is no forgiveness of sin.
我们没有真理。
There is no truth.
也没有绝对的道德标准。
And there is no morality.
更没有盼望。
Nor hope.
所以耶稣的复活是我们信仰的核心。
So the resurrection of Christ is the core of our belief.
在世上只有基督宣讲，大胆的宣讲，他是复活，他是生命。
And only Christ claimed that he is life and he is resurrection.
下面我们看看，一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this passage together.
但是复活，很多的时候让我们产生怀疑。
Sometimes we doubt about his resurrection.
真有复活吗？
Is there really resurrection?
早期就有人这样怀疑过。
Some early people doubted that as well.
所以这是使徒保罗写下一段话语。
So the apostle says,
我们一起来读，来，一起读。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，我们的信便是枉然。你们人在罪里，就是在死里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生里有指望，就比众人更可怜。下面还有一段经文，好，我们再来读，来。若死人总不复活，我们又何时刻冒险呢？弟兄们，我们在主基督耶稣里指着你们所夸的口竭力地说，我是天天冒死，我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行，你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪，因为有人不认识神。基督讲得很清楚，他复活了。
Christ was clear that he was raised again.
那使徒们宣告的信息是耶稣从死里复活。
The apostles proclaimed that Christ was raised again from the dead.
但是耶稣真的复活了吗？
But was that true?
今天我们有这样的疑问。
We have this doubt.
一开始的时候，人有这样的疑问。
And early church also have these questions.
我现在请大家开一段视频。
Now I invite you to watch a video.
早期的门徒，他们怀疑耶稣真的复活吗？
People doubt if Christ has been raised again.
彼得，彼得， everyone, the tomb is open. He's alive.
That's not possible.
I saw him.
Mary, maybe it was someone else.
You think I'm mad? Peter.See the tomb for yourself. Now, do you believe me?
He's gone. Gone? No. He's back. Thank you. A cup. I need a cup and some wine. What happened?Blood. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No, this isn't real.
Christ was risen.
但是开始的时候门徒不敢相信。
But the early apostles could not believe.
在路加福音里面, 当人告诉使徒的时候, 使徒们说这是胡说八道。
In the Gospel of Luke, when the early apostles heard about this, they thought it was nonsense.
今天有很多人跟当年的使徒第一反应是一样的。
We're just like them today.
怎么可能有复活?
How could there be resurrection?
今天科学这么发达，还有复活吗？
It's counter science.
我们看看这样的一个见证。
Let's see a testimony.
那这是一个相信复活的人。
This is someone who believes in resurrection.
这是在星期天，在复活主日的时候， 他的一个见证。
And the testimony on the Easter.
他在复活的主日的清晨， 他在众人面前做了一个见证。
He shared his testimony among all.
他说今天我来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
他说我许多在MIT的同工同事们一同来庆祝耶稣的复活。
A lot of my co-workers from MIT also come.
他说科学革命的奠基者和随后几个世纪许多最伟大的科学家都是认真的基督徒。
The founders of scientific revolution and many of the greatest scientists of the intervening centuries were serious Christian believers.
对于波尔来说，复活是事实。
For Robert Bowler, the resurrection was a fact.
对Maxwell来说，深刻的哲学分析巩固了他对复活的信念。
For James Maxwell, a deep philosophical analysis undergirded his belief in the resurrection.
对Philips来说，复活是科学不能否认的。
And for William Phillips, the resurrection is not denied by science.
科学不能也不能反驳复活。
Science cannot and does not disapprove the resurrection.
自然科学描述了自然界和重复性运作的常态。
Natural science describes the normal reproducible work of the world of nature.
事实上，正如波义尔所强调的那样。
Indeed, as Bowl emphasized, the key meaning of nature.
自然的关键含义是世界的正常过程。
The normal course of events.
像复活这样的神迹本质上不是常态。
The miracles like resurrection are inherently abnormal.
不需要现代科学来告诉我们人不会死而复生。
It does not take modern science to tell us that humans don't raise from the dead.
人在第一世纪就非常清楚这一点。
People already knew that in the first century.
他们知道，就像他们知道人生来瞎眼的不会恢复视力， 或者水不会立刻变成酒一样。
Just as they knew that the blind would not become gain at their sight, or water cannot turn into wine.
所以我们今天相信复活是可能的吗？
So can we truly believe in the resurrection today?
科学不能证实，也不能真伪复活。
Science cannot prove or disapprove.
所以这位教授说，
So this professor says,
那我们就没有办法相信什么是复活是真的还是假的咯？
Then does it mean we cannot know whether resurrection is true or not?
他说恰恰相反。
On the other hand, no.
耶稣基督复活是一个独特的历史事件。
The resurrection is a unique historical event.
不是自然界中重复出现的一种物质现象，物理现象。
It's not a repeatable normal symptom.
你不可以用自然科学的方法来研究复活。
you cannot study resurrection like in any scientific lab study.
但是你可以用历史的方法来寻求认识耶稣的复活。
But you can understand the resurrection from a historical perspective.
你怎么研究历史事件？你可以用同样的方法来研究耶稣基督的复活。
You can study the resurrection just the same way you study history.
那我们举个例子。
For example,
这儿他提到有一位诺贝尔奖物理学者，物理学奖获得者 William Phillips.
Here he mentioned about William Phillips, a Nobel Prize winner.
我去年用同样的方式来告诉大家。
Last year I shared about the same thing.
William Phillips, 他来过我们教会，做过讲座。
William Phillips has been to our church and shared about this matter.
我们用什么样的方法来证明他来过我们教会讲座呢？
How can we prove that he has come to this church before?
能不能用实验室的一种科学的实验的方法来证明他来过我们教会演讲呢？
Is there a scientific way to prove that he has been here?
只有一种方法。
Only one way.
当时他开讲座的时候，有很多的见证人在场。
There are many of us here when he come.
谭仙姐妹可以做见证说，我给他做过翻译，同声翻译。
Sister Tan Xin can testify that she was his translator.
David Homburger 可以见证说是我给他做的介绍。
David can testify that he introduced the speaker.
那当时下面坐了大概有五六百听众，可以做见证说我在现场亲眼看过他。
And all the audience can testify that they have seen him before.
我也可以做见证说，我当时和他交谈，直到最后他离开的时候。
I myself can testify that I talked with him until he left.
所以复活是一个历史事件。
Similarly, resurrection is a historical event.
就像 William Phillips 来到我们教会，它是一个历史事件。
Just as William Phillips has been to our church, it's a historical event.
它发生了。
It happened.
它不可能天天重复让你研究。
It could not happen again all the time.
我们知道它的真还是假，是因为许多的见证人现场看到它。
We know whether it's true or not because of many people who can testify.
我们这些人都可以为他做见证。
We can all testify for this historical event.
所以 William Phillips 来过我们教会做过见证，做过讲座。
So William Phillips has been to our church.
同样的。
Similarly.
耶稣复活以后有许多的历史证据，有许多的见证人。
There are many historical evidence to show the resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣复活以后，他显现给彼得看。
After he was raised, he showed himself to Peter.
他给他十二个门徒看。
And to the 12 apostles.
还给许多五百多位弟兄姐妹看。
And to 500 disciples.
然后写给雅各看。
And to James.
然后写给保罗自己看。
And to the apostle Paul.
这些人是不是都是幻觉呢？
Is this all but illusion?
这些人同时出现幻觉，这个世界就是太奇妙了。
It's impossible for all of them to have the same illusion.
是不是他们制造的谎言呢？
Is this a lie?
你看这些人全是为他殉道的。
All of them died for him.
他们为什么要去殉道呢？
Why were they, why did they die for their faith?
因为他们相信基督从死里复活了。
Because the resurrection is true.
哦，他们亲眼看到了耶稣。
They have seen Jesus with their own eyes.
跟耶稣在一起吃饭。
They share the same table.
跟耶稣一起行走。
They walk together.
他触摸过耶稣的伤口。
They touched his wounds.
所以斯蒂凡被石头给砸死了。
So Stephen was killed by the stones.
因为他宣讲耶稣是复活的主。
Because he proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus.
彼得被钉十字架。
Peter was crucified.
他死了。
He died.
因为他宣讲耶稣是复活的主。
Because he proclaimed the resurrection.
彼得的弟弟安德烈，他被钉十字架而死，因为他宣讲耶稣是复活的主。
So was Andrew.
那巴多罗买被钉十字架。
So was Bartholomew.
马泰是被刀杀死。
Matthew was killed by knife.
雅各是被刀杀死。
James was killed by sword.
马可是被马拖死。
Mark was dragged by horse.
路加是被吊死。
And Luke was killed by hanging.
耶稣的兄弟雅各是被石头砸死。
James, the brother of Jesus, was killed by stoning.
多马到印度传道被长矛刺死。
Thomas killed by spear.
保罗被刀杀死。
Paul killed by sword.
这些人亲眼看到了耶稣。
They all witnessed. They were all eyewitness of Jesus.
他们宣讲耶稣死里复活。
They proclaim resurrection.
他们用他们自己的生命来见证这位复活的主。
They use their life to testify the resurrection.
所以耶稣复活有许多的见证人。
So there are many eyewitnesses of this historical event.
这是一个哈佛以前的一位教授。
A professor from Harvard once mentioned.
他是一个非常出名的法学家。
He's a very famous law professor.
他对哈佛的法学院的成长贡献极大。
He contributed to the a great deal to the development of the law school in Harvard.
今天在加州有一个法学院，就以他的名为名的。
Today, one of the law school in California was named after him.
这叫做这个 Simon Greenleaf School of Law.
His name is Simon Greenleaf.
他说对耶稣基督的复活你好好的思考一下绝对是告诉你这是真实的一件事件。
He said if you really think about the resurrection of Jesus, you know this is true.
基督教对人所要求的是他们与自己保持一致。
All that Christianity asks of men is that they would be consistent with themselves.
就像对待其他事物的证据一样对待基督复活的证据。
That they would treat its evidence as they treat the evidence of other things.
将复活当事人和证人与当下人事法庭对当事人事物和行动、证人的事实和情况进行同样的判断。
And that they would try and judge its actors and witness as they deal with their fellow men when testifying to human affairs and actions in human trials.
对复活的见证人证词予以比较。
Let the witness be compared with themselves.
对不同见证人的证词进行相互比较。
With each other,
并与周围事实和环境进行比较
and with surrounding facts and circumstances,
就好像对待法庭上提供的证词一样，站在对手的一边，对证人和证词予以严格的盘问
and let their testimony be testified as if it were given in a court of justice.
你可以断定复活见证人们的复活的见证人，他们是诚实的，是有能力的，而且他们的复活的。证词是证实的，是毫无疑问的。
The result, it is confidently believed, will be an undoubting conviction of their integrity, ability, and truth.
所以复活不是历史自然，而不是一个自然科学可以证明的事实。
So resurrection cannot be proved by science.
但是有许多的历史证据和证人。
But there are many eyewitness and historical evidence.
你要用心去寻求。
We need to seek with our heart seriously.
你知道这个复活的见证人，他们的证据是，他们的证词是真实的。
You know the eyewitness, they're sharing the truth.
那耶稣基督的复活跟我们有什么关系呢
？How does that matter to us?
那这儿有几件事情，保罗告诉我们。
Paul told us several things.
救恩是真实的。
First, the salvation is true.
如果耶稣没有复活，他所讲的话就是谎言。
If Christ has not been risen,
那基督教就是一种神话。
Our faith is futile.
那你来教会，你就是傻瓜。
It's a fool for you to come to church.
如果基督复活了
If Christ is indeed risen,
他就是他所宣告的那一位
He is who he proclaimed to be.
他是上帝的儿子
He is the son of God.
他是真理
He is truth.
他是道路
The way.
他是生命
The life.
所以你不来教会，那个很坏，是一种很坏的选择
So it's a bad choice if you don't come to church.
因为是关乎到你的生和死
It matters to your, it's a life and death matter.
耶稣的复活来宣告一个极为重大的事实。
The resurrection of Jesus proclaims a very important truth.
有一个超然的世界。
There is a world beyond our understanding.
有一个永恒的世界。
There is an eternal world.
有一个属灵的领域。
A spiritual realm.
天堂是真实的。
Heaven is real.
我们来自于上帝。
We come from God.
我们需要回到上帝面前。
Through him and to him.
否则我们活在这个世界没有任何的指望。
There is no meaning apart from God.
所以当我们来到这个世界的时候
，When we come to this world，
我如果我们不认识耶稣基督
，If we do not know Christ Jesus，
我们对永恒的世界一无所知。
We know nothing about eternity.
我们不知道从什么地方来回到什么地方去。
We don't know the meaning of our life.
但是耶稣基督的复活告诉你，那永恒的世界是真实的。
But the resurrection of Jesus told us that there is eternal life.
有一天我们会离开这个世界。
One day when we leave this world.
有人调查
，research shows that
在华盛顿地区
，in the Washington D.C. area，
死亡率是100%。
The rate of death is 100%。
不是99.99%。
Not 99.99%。
每个人早晚都要面对这个事实。
Everyone has to face this issue。
但是耶稣基督复活告诉你一件事实：救恩是真实的。
But the resurrection told us, the salvation is true。
如果耶稣没有复活，我们就仍然死在罪中。
If there is no resurrection, we will die in our sin。
坟墓就是我们的终极。
The grave is our end。
我们没有办法来赦免我们自己的罪。
There is no forgiveness of sin。
那我们就灭亡了。
We perish.
没有任何的盼望。
There's no hope.
耶稣复活是告诉我们。
But the resurrection of Jesus told us.
他进入死亡是要战胜死亡。
His death killed death itself.
他进入坟墓是让我们不要永远的被坟墓所拘禁。
He entered into the grave so that we can be set free from the grave.
他进入黑暗是让我们不要再活在黑暗当中，而是进入光明。
He entered into darkness so that we can be brought to light.
当我离开世界的时候，
When I leave this world.
当我闭上眼睛的时候，
When I close my eyes.
我在这个世界闭上眼睛的时候，
When I breathe my last.
我在天堂，在永恒的世界，就是打开眼睛的时候。
I will open my eyes in heaven.
我打开眼睛的时候，我能看到彼得，我看到雅各，看到我所爱的弟兄姐妹，能看到我们的亲人。
I will see Peter, James,all the people I love and my relatives.
因为复活是真实的。
Because resurrection is real.
几千年来，有无数的圣徒为了这复活的救主，他们献上自己的生命。
Many saints have died for Christ over the past thousands of years.
他为什么这么做？
Why did they do that?
因为知道基督复活了。
Because they know Christ is risen again.
因为救恩是真实的。
Because salvation is true.
很多年以前，我认识一个在云南的弟兄姐妹。
I know a saint in 云南。
云南是靠近越南、缅甸和泰国那个地方。
It's an area nearby Vietnam, and Laos.
他亲口告诉我。
He told me.
在中国最黑暗的时期，教会被迫害，圣徒被迫害。
In the darkest days of China, the church was persecuted. There were many martyrs.
他告诉我是他亲眼看到他的牧师被枪毙的。
He saw his pastor were killed in front of his eyes.
他的牧师临死也不愿意否认耶稣的名。
Even upon the point of death, his pastor did not deny faith.
因为牧师知道救恩是真实的。
For he knows salvation is real.
值得我为他去献身。
It's worth of our life.
所以他的牧师被枪毙的时候，他在场。
So when his pastor was died for his faith, he was there.
所以然后是他把自己的牧师的尸体背下了山安葬。
He took his body and buried him.
几十年过去了，我仍然记得他当时的神情。
Now decades after that, I still remember his expression when he said that to me.
在艰难的岁月当中，他说我从来没有怀疑我的主。
In those difficult days, I never doubt my Lord.
所以复活是真实的，救恩才是真实的。
The resurrection is true, salvation is true.
就弟兄姐妹，当我们在遇到这样事情的时候，特别一个人在临终离开世界的时候，我们如果在他旁边，你可以看到一个圣徒复活所带给他的盼望。
When you see a saint who is dying, you will see the hope in his face.
在我们教会，十多年前有一位长者。
In our church, there was an elderly man.
我们都称他为尹伯母。
We call him Mrs. Yin.
我们中间新来的弟兄姐妹可能不认识她。
Some of you may not know her.
医生诊断她是胰腺癌，只活三个月。
She had pancreatic cancer and only had 3 months left.
当她听到这个噩耗的时候，她很平静，对着医生说 I'm happy.
When she heard this bad news, she told the doctor, I'm happy.
她说我很高兴。医生说你都快死了，还高兴什么
？The doctor was confused. Why are you happy as you're dying?
他说：“因为我很快见到我的主了。”
She says, "Because I'm about to see my Savior."
他一生敬畏神。
She feared God all her life.
因为他知道救恩是真实的。
Because she knows salvation is true.
因为耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus is risen.
在尹默默最后的岁月的里面
，In the last days of her life,
我给她最后一次分发圣餐。
I share with her the communion.
我去她家。
I went to her house.
她躺在一个沙发上。
She was lying on her sofa.
当我把饼和酒递给她的时候
，And I share with her the communion.
看她脸上非常的平静
，She looks very peaceful.
她的脸充满着笑容
，She is filled with glorious joy.
当你站在这样的人身边，看到是一个圣徒，带着复活的盼望，在面对最后人生的时刻，那种镇定，那种笃定，你的心中受到强烈的感染。
I feel extremely impressed as she faced death with such calm and peace.
我知道我们中间有些弟兄姐妹失去了你们的亲人。
I know some of you also have lost your loved ones.
就像我们活在星期五一样。
Just like the Black Friday, the Good Friday.
怀疑、失望、伤痛、流泪。
You have doubt, grief, sorrow, and tears.
但是复活已经来临。
But the resurrection is here.
为什么每个星期天我们要聚集敬拜？
Why do we worship every Sunday?
基督已从死里复活了。
For Christ's reason.
救恩是真实的。
Salvation is true.
当年门徒们庆祝第一个复活节。
The first Easter that the early disciples celebrate.
将来有一天我们要庆祝整个宇宙的复活的清晨的来临。
And one day when the earth is renewed, we will also celebrate the Easter.
那我们称它为 the cosmic day.Of resurrection,
我们称它为复活的一天。
那整个宇宙，它的圣徒从死里复活，我们跟基督一起来庆祝那伟大的时刻。
We'll celebrate with all creation the resurrection of Jesus.
所以彼得在这儿告诉我们。
So Peter told us here.
他说：“愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他照自己的大怜悯，就是耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有复活的盼望。”可以得到那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
上帝的旨意是让我们领受天上的基业。
It is God's will for us to receive this inheritance.
就基督来了，为我们死，为我们复活。
Christ died for us and was raised for us.
然后圣灵进到我们的生命当中，让我们重生。
The Holy Spirit lived in us to born us, to give us a new birth.
所以我们每个人有一个活泼的盼望。
So we all have a living hope.
这个盼望是世界任何人所不能给予的。
This is a hope that no one on this world can give you.
所以为什么我们要庆祝基督的复活？
That's why we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
第二，他告诉我们，我们在基督里的一切的劳苦都不是徒然的。
The second point is that because of the resurrection, our labor in Christ is not in vain.
在这个世界有两种截然不同的生活方式。
In this world, you can live in two different ways.
一种就是天天冒死。
One is you die every day.
这是那个。像保罗所说的一样
，just like the Apostle Paul，
另一种生活方式完全不一样。
The other one is quite the opposite，
那就是吃喝等死。
That is, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. We wait for death.
保罗为了传讲耶稣基督的复活
，Paul, in order to share about the resurrection of Jesus，
他被侮辱，被鞭打。
He was persecuted. He was beaten.
他被下在监牢里。
He was imprisoned.
但是他不后悔。
And yet he had no regret.
不放弃。
He did not give up.
因为他知道基督已经复活了。
For he know he has certainty that Christ has been raised again.
如此的劳苦是值得的。
His labor is not in vain.
但是另外一种生活方式完全不一样。
But the other way of life is completely different.
吃吃喝喝，因为明天就死了。
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
这是在基督降生之前七百年、八百年，当时的人们他们的一种生活方式。
This is seven or eight hundred years before Christ, the way that they lived.
在保罗的时代，人们仍然有这种生活方式。
In Paul's days, this kind of lifestyle continued.
今天很多人就仍然有这种生活方式。
So is today.
今天你到纽约
，If you go to New York,
你到上海
，Or Shanghai,
到东京。
Or Tokyo,
到伦敦
or London,
华盛顿 DC,
or Washington DC,
San Francisco, 受吹捧的、受鼓噪的生活方式，就是这种生活方式。
People celebrate this way of living.
媒体所宣扬的就是这种生活方式。
The media promote this kind of living.
一个是天天冒死
，one is
来服侍主
，we die every day to serve the Lord。
一个是吃喝等死
，the other is let us eat and drink until we die。
这两种生活方式的背后完全不一样。
Behind those two different lifestyles, they have different motivations.
保罗看到复活的主，看到未来的荣耀。
Paul sees the resurrection Lord, the future glory.
看到天上的光明。
The light in heaven.
那么另外一种生活方式，他看到的是什么呢
？And yet, how about the other life?
他看到是一片漆黑。
They saw only darkness.
因为死亡是一切的结束。
For death is the end of all.
就吃吃喝喝吧。
Let's eat and drink.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天复活是告诉我们
，So the resurrection tells us today，
你为基督所摆上的一切的劳苦都不是徒然的。
All your labor in Christ is not in vain。
你今天你到我们这个教会的那个 NPR 那个饮水机已经装好了。
When you come to this church, there is water served for you。
你一定会喜欢的，
you、
我就很喜欢。
Like、I really like it。
你知道我们是有几位弟兄。花了很多的时间去筹划去购买去安装
We benefited from the labor of others in this church
他们在背后默默无闻的服侍
They serve quietly behind the scene
你的服侍不是突然的
Your labor is not in vain
因为基督已经复活了
For Christ's reason
所以这儿神仙告诉我说亲爱的弟兄们你们务要坚固不可摇动常常极力督责主公知道你们的劳苦在主里不是突然的
Therefore, my dear brothersStand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
你为什么劳苦开信福小组
？Why do you labor in sharing the gospel?
为什么你送菜送饭
？Why do you share food?
因为你在服侍。
Because you serve the Lord.
你的服侍不是突然的。
You're serving a risen Lord, and your labor is not in vain.
基督的复活在你心中扎根的时候。
When the resurrection is rooted in your heart,
你就知道服侍不是突然的。
You know your labor is not in vain.
你给你周围的人一杯凉水，都不是突然的。
When you serve your neighbor a cup of water, it is not in vain.
所以复活是我们服侍的动力。
So knowing the resurrection is the motivation of our service.
你知道神给你在天上的基业是永存的。
You know your heavenly inheritance is true.
世界上一切。有一天会过去。
All the things of this world will pass away.
你知道在这儿有几个宣教士
？There are several missionaries here.
这在义和团运动的时候，他殉道了。
For example, Susan was martyred during the one of the Chinese historical event
called the Boxer Rebellion.
Yeah.
他最后是讲这样的话：啊，假如你我从此诀别，请记住，我没有后悔来到中国。神是知道的，就像我臣服为他找回一个世上的灵魂，我是为他，我们为他而来，也为他而去。再见吧，我亲爱的。
In her letter, she says, "If you and I will never see each other again, remember, I never regret coming to China. God knows it. Whether I come to look for one of the lost soul, I'm here for him."And my beloved, see you later.
她殉道的时候35岁。
When she died, she was only 35.
我再给你举一件例子。
The other example.
这是从英国去中国的宣教士。
David Thompson, he's a missionary from UK.
他最后的遗言说：“我要停别了，求我的父神眷顾我们，后代接我回天家，愿主的旨意成就。”
Now I'm about to stop writing. May God the Father have mercy on us.Either take us home, may the Lord's will be done.
他把自己的一生放在主的面前。
He submit his whole life to the Lord.
因为他看到一个属天荣耀的价值。
For he sees the eternal value.
我们享受美食，享受人生。
We can enjoy food and life.
但是我们活着不仅仅是为了吃吃喝喝。
But it's not all about life.
因为基督已经复活了。
For Christ's reason,
我们成为基督的使者。
We are now the ambassador of Christ.
在这个世界，我们见证他。
In this world, we testify.
我们服侍他。
Serve him.
第三
，The third point of resurrection is
因为基督复活了，我们的生活跟世人，我们的价值观不再一样。
Godly living is valuable.
我们不应该活在最终。
We should not live in sin anymore.
保罗在这说，你们不要自欺，然后说不要犯罪。
Paul says, "Do not be deceived," and he says, "Do not sin."
在这个世界，我们常常看到一个现象。
In this world, we often see this.
我们看到是邪恶会得胜。
That the evil will triumph.
不义会得胜。
The unrighteous will triumph.
罪往往得胜。
Sin will triumph.
如果基督没有复活，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果基督没有复活。
If there is no resurrection,
那邪恶就真的得胜了。
Then the evil it wins its final victory.
那不义就真的得胜了。
Unrighteous wins its final victory.
那罪就得胜了。
Sin is the winner.
而阴间就得胜了。
Hate is the winner.
强权就得胜了。
The oppressor is the winner.
那死亡就得胜了。
Death is the winner.
但是基督复活了。
But Christ is risen.
他胜过了死亡。
He overcome death.
胜过了罪恶。
Sin.
胜过了一切的强权。
Oppression.
他告诉你。
He told you.
掌管这世界的是他的公义，是他的良善。
His sovereign and goodness reigns.
罪要受到审判。
Sin will be judged.
没有一个人摆脱那罪的审判。
There's no one who can escape the judgment.
今天我们所做的一切都要面对上帝的审判。
Everything we do today will one day give an account to God.
圣经说，人人都一死。
The scripture says, everyone will die.
但死后有审判。
And after that, there will be judgment.
所以保罗劝我们。
So Paul, exhorts us.
说因为神叫众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不虔诚的心和世俗的情欲，在今生自守公义，虔诚度日。等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
如果一个人他没有一个复活的盼望，
If one does not have the hope of resurrection,
他是一个无神论者。
He is an atheist.
他没有一个绝对的道德标准。
There is no absolute morality.
没有一个永恒的盼望。
There is no eternal hope.
他自己活在黑暗当中，往往还不知道。
He lives in darkness that he does not know.
但是耶稣基督复活了。
But Christ is risen.
他也胜过了罪恶。
He has overcome sin.
十字架就是对罪恶的审判。
The cross is the judgment of sin.
将来还要面对上帝永恒的审判。
And one day the final judgment will come.
所以因为耶稣基督为我们承受了审判。
Because Jesus bare the judgment for us.
所以我们享受他的赦免。
So we can enjoy his forgiveness.
但是圣经告诉我们说，不要再活在罪中了。
But the scripture says, do not sin anymore.
今天这个世界。
The world today.
人们庆祝的。往往是丑陋，庆祝的往往是罪恶。
Celebrate sin and unrighteousness.
因为他没有一个永恒的标准。
Because they do not have absolute morality.
也有一个永恒的盼望。
There is no eternal hope.
我今天特别对我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹要讲几句话。
Today I say to you who are young.
我叫你特别注意中间一句话，叫 bad company ruins your morals.
Bad company ruins your morals.
在这个世界，我们每个人都有很多的朋友。
We have many friends in this world.
你有社交网站上的朋友。
Friends from social media.
你有身边有许多的朋友。
And other social settings.
我现在问你，你的这些朋友是一些什么样的人呢？
I ask you, what does your friend circle look like?
你听到在英文里有这样的一句话 ：If you lie down with the dogs, you get up with the fleas.
英文里面有这样一句话，你就是和你的朋友会变成一样的。
他这个话讲得很有意思，如果跟狗在一起为伴，你身上一定有什么？有虱子。
If you lie down with a dog, then you will end up with fleas.
就你的朋友对你的影响是极大的。
So you're under the influence of your friends.
我们都需要友谊。
We all need friends.
友谊是一种选择。
Friendship is a choice.
你以什么样的人为朋友呢？
Who do you make friends with?
你花时间跟什么人在一起呢？
Who do you spend time with?
今天你要问自己，我和什么样的人在一起？
Today, ask yourself, who are you with?
神让我们成为他人的祝福。
God make us a blessing for others.
要对人友善，对人有爱，对人有恩慈，有帮助。
We're supposed to love our neighbors.
如果身边没有一个基督徒朋友，那你就没有办法去传福音了，对吗？
If you don't have non-Christian friends, then you cannot share the gospel.
所以我们身边有很多不是基督徒的好朋友。
So it's good that you have non-Christian friends.
但是我要告诉你。
But I want to tell you.
你最好的朋友，你最好的朋友应当是基督徒。
Christians should be your best friends.
为什么？
Why?
因为你同有圣灵，你们能彼此的鼓励。
Because you share in the same fellowship of the Spirit.
当你远离神的时候，他把你拉回来。
When you walk away from God, your
Christian. 当你心灵下沉的时候，他用上帝的话语来鼓励你。
When you're depressed, your Christian friends will pull you back to God.
你说没关系，我很刚强，没有问题，我什么人在一起都刀枪不入。
You may thought that you're fine.
但是你不要自以为刚强。
But don't think you're strong.
你不影响他，就他来影响你。
For you will be influenced by this world.
所以这儿有句话告诉你， Bad company ruins good morals.
我们如果和不好的朋友相交，他们就会影响我们的行为。
弟兄姐妹，这个世界他一旦远离神以后，不知道善和恶区别在什么地方。
When you live apart from God, you do not know the difference between good and evil.
不知道什么是美和丑在什么地方，区别在什么地方。
Beauty and ugly.
但是基督复活了，
But Christ is risen.
他的道是真理，
His way is the truth.
你过一个敬虔的生活是神所喜悦的。
Living a godly life pleases the Lord.
我希望你说对那些不敬虔的也说 no.
I hope that you will say no to those ungodly behaviors.
所以今天我巴不得每个上帝的孩子，你记住上帝的话语，基督已经复活了。
And I pray to that.
这关乎到我们生和死。
I pray that everyone who are Christians will know Christ's reason. It's a life and death matter.
关乎到我们每天怎么样行事为人。
It decides how do we live today.
那最后，我要请弟兄姐妹记住这样的经文。
Finally, I encourage you with this last words.
我们请大家一起跟我读这段经文好吗
？Let's read it together.
不要惧怕，我是首先的。我是幕后的，又是永活的。我曾死过，看哪，现在又活了，这成道永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。这是复活的基督对我们所说的话。
This is the words from the risen Christ.
他说你不要惧怕。
He says, fear not.
你有时候你惧怕你的成绩不好。
You may be afraid that you can't get good grades.
你担心你找不到男朋友和女朋友。
You can't find your best partner in life.
你担心你的工作保不住。
You cannot keep your job.
你担心你的身体可能会有问题。
Your health is declining.
但是最大的惧怕应当是什么？
But who do we fear most?
最大的惧怕是死亡。
We fear death.
但是圣经上说你不要惧怕。
But God says, do not be afraid.
因为基督已经胜过了死亡。
For Christ holds the key of death.
我们跟从耶稣基督。
We who are followers of Christ.
就是跟从一位复活的救主。
Follow a resurrected Lord.
你跟从耶稣。
Following Christ.
你可能经过旷野。
Means sometimes you may walk into the wilderness.
孤单。
Loneliness.
恐惧。
Fear.
有的时候你跟随耶稣，你可能经过风暴。
Sometimes you walk into the storms.
你觉得生命要下沉。
Life is shaking.
你跟随耶稣，有的时候要经过那个克西马尼园。
Sometimes you may walk through the Garden of Gethsemane.
你觉得一片黑暗。
All is dark.
前面充满着恐惧。
There is only challenge and fears ahead of you.
你跟随耶稣，有的时候你必须要进到大六山。
When you follow Christ, sometimes you walk to the Calvary.
那是分离，那是痛苦，那是伤心。
That is the time of isolation.Fear and pain.
你跟随耶稣，有的时候走进了坟墓。
When you follow Christ, sometimes you go to the tomb.
寒冷，黑暗
darkness,
死亡
death.
但是不要只停留在此。
But do not stop there.
你跟随耶稣，耶稣带领你走过坟墓，走进复活的清晨。
Follow Christ all the way through the beckoning grave and get into the resurrected Sunday.
因为他都走过了。
For he has walked through all of that.
所以他告诉你，我就是道路。
That's why he could say he was the way.
跟随我。
Follow him.
因为他是复活的主。
For he is the resurrected Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在复活的早晨。
On this Easter morning.
上帝说，不要惧怕。
God says, do not be afraid.
我是首先的，我是幕后的。
I'm the first and the last.
我是永活的。
And living one.
我死过了。
I was dead.
现在又活了。
And see, I'm life forever.
这活到永永远远。
Life forever and ever.
手上拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And I hold the keys of death and hate.
生死在他的手中。
Life and death are all in him.
我们活在这个世界带着使命。
In this world, we live with a mission.
当我们走完世界路程的时候。
After we finish.
我们回到父的面前。
We come before the throne of Father.
当基督再来的时候。
When Christ come again.
他给我们荣耀的身体。
He will give us a resurrected body.
我们是一群有复活的子民。盼望的子民。
We have this living hope.
所以当我们惧怕的时候，你想你跟随的是这位复活的救主。
So when you're afraid, remember that you follow this living God.
我特别在我们中间一些弟兄姐妹，你可能活在星期五的那种失望、沮丧、愁苦当中。
Do not live in the darkness of Good Friday.
你活在星期五的黑暗、哭泣、伤痛和死亡的阴影当中。
The sorrow and shades of death.
但是今天早晨，主要对你说。
But this morning, the Lord says to us.
复活的清晨已经来临。
The resurrected Sunday has come.
基督说，我是你的盼望，
Christ,
我是你的喜乐。
Christ says, I'm your hope, I'm your joy.
我是你的得胜，我是你的未来。
Your victory, your future.
这是我们的基督。
This is our Christ.
我们中间有第一次来到我们中间的朋友，欢迎你们。
Welcome to all the newcomers today.
把我们的耶稣基督的复活的信息呢进入你的生命当中。
And I hope that this message of resurrection will come into your life.
你知道我们中间有些朋友，他说我不相信，因为我是搞科学的。
Some of you may be atheists because you study science.
有人说，因为我某某人一个大牛非常出名，他不信耶稣。
Some of you may say so and so is so famous and he is an atheist as well.
他们之所以不信，不是因为没有证据，而是他们选择不愿意相信。
They did not believe not because there is not enough evidence, but they choose not to believe.
因为他们只从自己的专业的角度。他们不能从更广阔的领域视角来看这个世界。
They couldn't see the thing that's from an eternal perspective.
有个人讲得非常好，他说你去问一个咖啡园的种植园的这个主人。
If you ask the owner of the coffee farm,
你问他世界像什么？
What does the world look like?
这个咖啡种植园的园主会告诉你说，世界宇宙就像个咖啡园。
He will say, oh, the whole world is kind of like a coffee farm.
你问一个养鱼的这么一个 owner, 你问他宇宙像什么？
If you ask a fisherman, what does the world look like?
哦，他说这个宇宙就像一个鱼塘。
He will say it's like a pond.
如果你问一个电脑工程师，你说这个宇宙像什么？
If you ask a computer science engineer, what does this world look like?
那就像我做的这个 coding 一样。
He will say, just like the coding I'm writing.
你从你的角度看这个世界。
We all see this world from our own perspective.
是可以的。
It's fine.
但是让你打开你的眼睛，看到许多东西超过你的领域。
But God opens our eye to see the spiritual reality that's beyond your understanding.
复活是我们的盼望。
Resurrection is our hope.
这人类唯一的一条道路。
This is our only way.
只有这条道路给我们盼望。
Only way to hope.
愿上帝的话语安慰我们中间许多的弟兄姐妹。
May the word of God comfort our brothers and sisters.
愿我们中间的朋友们，愿你们领受复活的喜乐。
May you receive the joy of resurrection.
那最后，我们在结束的时候，我要请我们中间的所有的人都能站起来，好吗
？Finally, I invite you to stand up.
那这一段歌词是非常出名的。
This is a very famous song.
这是韩德尔弥赛亚神学的合唱的歌词。
It's from Handel's Messiah.
就这么几句话。
Only a few sentences.
就是哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
世上万古万主已经成了我主和主基督的国。
For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord.
他必掌权，从永远到永远。
And he shall reign forever and ever.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Kings of kings and Lord of lords.
他必掌权，从永远到永远。
He will reign from ever to ever.
在这个世界上，任何一个总统，任何一个主席，他掌权是暂时的。
All the authorities of this world is transient.
再过两年，美国要换总统。
Two years later, then we'll have a different U.S. president.
没有一个人掌权，从永远到永远。
No one reigns from ever to ever.
因为死亡要征服着所有的主席和总统。
For death will conquer them all.
一个朝代过去，一个朝代又来。
One generation passed and the other generation come.
世上的国都可以震动的。
All the worlds of this world can be shaken.
但是上帝的国永不震动。
Except the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
For Jesus is the Lord of the Lord and the King of kings.
因为他胜过了死亡，胜过了罪恶。
Only he has conquered the death and the sin.
胜过了阴间的权势。
He has overcome the authority of the hate.
只有他配得我们的敬拜。
And he is worthy of our worship.
只有配得我们的赞美。
Of our praise.
所以我现在要请大家一个默祷的声音，心来聆听这一首弥赛亚神曲大合唱。
Let's listen to this song.
Sing 大一点。Sing 大一点。 哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
我们要祷告。
Let's pray。
我们的主，我们敬拜你。
Our Lord, we worship you。
只有你配得敬拜。
Blessed be your name。
只有你配得称颂。
You're worthy of all our praise。
你为我们来到这个世界。
You came into this world。
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Died for our sins。
把赦免的恩典赐给我们。
And give us the forgiveness of sin。
你把你复活的生命赐给我们。
And the resurrected life。
你让我们成为有盼望的人。
And a living hope。
有永恒基业的人。
An eternal inheritance。
主，我们谢谢你如此的爱我们。
We thank you for your love。
我们中间有人在过去失去了自己的亲人。
For those who lost their loved ones。
主，你知道我们心中的伤悲。
You know our grief。
我们中间有人过去受过许多的伤害。
Some have been hurt。
你知道我们心中仍然在隐隐作痛。
You know our pain。
你知道我们中间有人活着没有盼望。
Some have no hope。
我们不知道为什么活着。
And does not know the meaning of life。
主，今天你对我们心说话。
Today speak to our heart。
你就是我们生命的全部。
You are all of our life。
你就是我们生命的目的。
The chief goal of our life。
你就是我们的安慰。
The comfort of our life。
因为只有你走出了坟墓。
For you are the only one who walked out of the tomb。
只有你胜过了死亡和阴间的权势。
Only you conquer death and the hate。
主，愿你的爱来浇灌我们。
May your love pour out in our heart。
愿你的爱来医治我们。
Heal us。
让你复活的喜乐来充满我们。
And fill us with the joy of resurrection。
这复活的早晨。
On this Easter morning。
愿你的圣灵此刻运行在我们中间。
May your Holy Spirit work in us。
愿你医治的爱此刻进入我们的生命当中。
Your healing love come into our life。
以医治我们的疾病。
Heal our diseases。
以医治我们的伤痛。
Comfort our pains。
医治我们的孤独。
Be with us when we're lonely。
以温暖我们内心的冰冷。
Warm our heart。
以引领我们前面的道路。
Guide our ways。
把活泼的盼望浇灌在我们里面。
Pour into us a living hope。
因为你是万主之主。万王之王。
For you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings。
世界上的国度随时可以震动。
All the dominions of this world can be shaken。
唯有你的国度要成到永永远远。
But your kingdom will last forever。
主，你帮助我们爱你。
Lord, help us to love you。
帮助我们寻求你的国和你的义。
To seek your kingdom and your righteousness。
以激励我们的心等候你的再来。
Compel us to wait for your coming。
我为我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹向你祷告。
I pray for the younger generation。
我们活在这个世界，充满了各种各样的试探和诱惑。
We live in this world of temptation。
有各种新的试探，新的诱惑。
New temptations comes every day。
求你帮助我们。
Help us。
让我们追求一个圣洁的生活。
To pursue a godly life。
让我们知道金钱的生活是你所喜悦的，是有价值的。
To please you with a righteous life。
因为你是复活的主。
For you are the God of resurrection。
你赐下恩典。
You give more grace。
你赐下慈爱。
And love。
你赐下赦免。
And forgiveness。
你还要审判万有。
And you will judge all。
愿我们带着敬畏你的心。
May we fear you。
来过我们在世上的生活。
And live in this world as a sojourners。
愿我们中间的每一位都能尊你为大。
May all of us fear you。
真尊你为圣。
And exalt you in our heart。
因为你是那一位从死里复活的主。
For you are the Lord of resurrection。
因为你复活了。
You are raised again。
我们能面对明天。
We can face tomorrow。
因为你的能力在我们的里面。
Because of your strength。
我们可以面对试探。
We can say no to temptations。
因为你的给我们的应许。
Because of your promise。
我们能面对生活的艰难。
We can face difficult times in life。
能面对失去亲人的伤痛。
And the grief of losing our loved ones。
甚至面对自己的死亡。
And even our own death。
主，你是让我们抬起头来的神。
Lord, you're the one who lift up our head。
我们要为众圣徒、整个宇宙的所有敬拜你的人、众天使说哈利路亚，你配得我们的称颂。
We'll join with all the creation and the archangels in heaven to say hallelujah, you're worthy of our worship。
唯有基督配得我们的称颂。
Only Christ is worthy of our blessings.
因为你是万王之王，万主之主。
For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of
Lords. 谢谢你在我们中间。
Thank you for being with us.
你与我们同行。
And walk with us.
让我们每天的生活能荣耀你。
May you help us to glorify you in our daily walk.
带着复活的应许和盼望。
With the promise of resurrection and hope.
过一个得胜的生活。
And live a victorious life.
我们将祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
Please join me to give thanks to the Lord for our translator, Crystal. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, 他第一次在我们中间做这样的服侍，谢谢他。